Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity with Ingrid Castle and Al Whitney. We've been talking about contracts if you just tuned in. And, you know, Ingrid, maybe you could take a minute because you do this so well. If you don't mind, put a little plug in for RBN. I kind of try to remember to bring people's attention that this network really does need support, and you do it so well.
Oh, I do. Huh. Well, anyway, I just know from being in alternative media, you know, having the Idaho Observer, how we were absolutely dependent on donations. And you just can't operate without either advertising dollars or listener-supported donations. So we either are going to have a lot of commercials or we're going to have listeners actually support the station. And that's a real huge issue. John has actually cut back on commercials. You'll probably note that we have a longer segments where we're talking, and then we have, you know, little short segments. But overall, there's more talking now than there was when we first started this program. But that also makes it so that RBN is more dependent on you, the listener, to donate. So I'm just, you know, encouraging at the very minimum, anyone that listens to the show should go up to the PayPal or, you know, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the button to donate. And for $5.99 a month, you can have access to all the archives of past shows, and you can see the lineup of all the different excellent talk show hosts. And we have some excellent, excellent talk show hosts. I'm not going to go into them all because you can do that yourself, but they are some of the top rated talk show hosts out there. And you can, you know, call in anytime and have a personal dialogue with any of these hosts on their show. And I think that's pretty phenomenal. Some of these people are so incredibly knowledgeable in their field, and most of them are volunteer hosts. They just want to get this information out. And there's not really, I don't know of another network like RBN that really treats their callers and their hosts as well as RBN and John Stattmiller have. So I just really encourage you to support the network. But we do have a caller. We have Deborah in California. Deborah in California. I don't know. There's four of them. I don't know which one's first, second, third, and fourth. But Deborah in California?
Yes. This is Deborah from Northern California, where we are.
Oh, well,
just,
thanks.
Yeah, we're just marching off the edge of the cliff here with all of the policies that are coming out of this corporate structure. Of course, as you both know, with the vaccinations, they're ramrodding SB 277 for eliminating the religious exemptions for vaccinations here in our state. We also just had headline news last Friday, which would be March the 12th, about California only has 1 year left of water resources. And what I find outrageous is when I look at the psychological warfare that's being played on us with what you both were talking about, the assumption of contracting when people are not informed. I look at what they talk about and setting California up for the idea that we're not going to have water in 1 year was the information coming out of Brazil. One of the largest cities, São Paulo, is now limiting water just a few hours a day to people. And why I called is this is going to become a very heavy-handed water restriction when we have primary water, because all of us know that the Earth is the water planet. I'll just shout out a website that I've gotten some great information, and that's primarywater.org. But they're going to want to now start deploying smart water meters on all wells. They can easily do that within the municipalities at the street. But now, certainly, they're going to want to reduce water availability for all properties that are outside of the city growth boundaries that they're defining as sprawl. So based on non-consenting, how would you approach, for the listeners, I think this would be really important, because we are facing a massive psychological campaign of scarcity. And
well,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. In Lawfully Yours, when you start talking about codes, ordinances, remember, they're all coming from the corporation, right?
Yeah.
So in Lawfully Yours, we have a letter of inquiry, and I'll read it real quick, and we can talk about it more later, and people can download this and read it themselves. Dear Mr. Bluhu, recently we received a communication from your office regarding making application for a newly required permit or meter or whatever. You cited a rule, code, or ordinance passed by the private corporation known as the city of, county of, or state of, in your communication, but did not identify the statute by name, number, and effective date. Freedom of information request. Please provide us with the name, number, and effective date of the rule, code, ordinance, or statute that prompted your communication, and please send us all documents that contain the original signatures of either my husband or me that created the obligation for either of us to adhere to those corporate statutes.
Now let me make sure
appreciatively.
Let me make sure I heard you right, and let me just feed that back to you. So if somebody advises us or our neighbors that they want to deploy a smart meter on our well, we would then just send a letter to the county in this instance, which is also incorporated. I'm happy that you both were talking about that in your first hour,
right?
Because that is absolutely important for everyone to understand this network that does not serve us. So then we would just respond by saying, show us the code,
right,
that we agreed to in writing. We want our signature, that we agreed to this statutory rule of deploying a smart meter on our well.
Yes.
Okay, so now what happens, just as a what if, we reach a point where, because sadly, we're in an area that is extremely, extremely green orientated, and we literally do have neighborhoods that are patrolled by citizens with their smartphones that will take photographs of people if they have water runoff from their lawns onto their sidewalks. And there are $500 fines for this. I mean, we have an SS group here in this county. And I can imagine that their fear of running out of water and blaming, I can see a war now building up, just as in the vaccines, those that are vaccinated versus those that are unvaccinated. I can see a war building up between the municipal water served customers that can have their water reduced just at the spigot there in their municipality versus those that are in the country on wells that can continue to pump water. I can see where we're literally going to have groups of citizens besieging country properties that have wells for the sake of their lives. So
well,
this is where I'm seeing this occur. I mean, this is where I see this going. This is where they're amping this up.
Yeah, but I think you probably have already run across the best approach to that scenario. In fact, you shared that with me. I love the idea that you have signs on your car. In other words, your car drives all around your towns, your little town, your village, and getting these magnetic signs or these decals, and Ingrid has one on her car that's dynamite. And I know, Deborah, you've done some wonderful things. You've actually put your car in places so that it could be seen. I mean,
well,
this is...
yes, I would say in the front gates at Bohemian Grove was very high visibility. why I said that is for the listeners' sake, because we can no longer sit on the sideline in silence. We must participate in attempting to unravel what we have become ensnared in.
Yes,
and I just feel at this point in time, if you're not saying something, you're agreeing. And I look at the opportunity of having magnetic signs on your vehicles large enough with websites so that people can read them when you're on the freeway to get information. For example, our most current magnetic sign says primary water, why we do not have a water crisis. And then it alerts everybody to go to primarywater.org. So everyone that's listening, go to primarywater.org. But I think, say something, they're saying to these people that are coming around our neighborhoods, see something, say something. Well, we need to say something. Loud and clear. In multiple ways.
Deborah, you know, we should probably have you on for a separate show at some time. We have all these other callers.
Yes, well, I appreciate...
this is a really important topic, so I think we should have you on as a guest, actually.
Well, I appreciate
but
that,
I
and
really
I appreciate
your...
I appreciate your answering the what you do with a smart water meter, and that would, I'm guessing, apply to the smart meter deployments on your homes if you don't have yet an electric smart meter. So I will let you get to the other callers, but I so appreciate the hard work that you both are doing to get this information out. I hope all your listeners are going to work along with what you promote as action alerts. So thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate all your dedication, Deborah. So we should probably have you on because you are very knowledgeable about that. But thank you so much for calling. We have actually we have
Dr. Carley
on line three. Dr. Carley.
Yeah.
Hello,
in North Carolina.
I'm here, and I'm
Hi,
blown
Dr.
away
Carley.
Once again by this outstanding show. I was one of the people that encouraged you to do a show on contracts after a caller had suggested it to you a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not going to take a lot of time. I just want to say that the listeners have to tell everyone you know to check out the websites that are listed. AntiSociety.com. Lawfully Yours, that should be required reading material for anyone that has a conscience. And it has helped me so much. One other thing I just wanted to mention is that, of course, Obamacare is also basically telling people to contract with the federal now that they're pushing the adult vaccination schedule, will be a requirement to keep your Obamacare. And this is how they're entrapping people. But the main thing I wanted to say is that you really got my attention in terms of vacating the contract. Now, how can we use that information for parents especially who are, you know, being coerced to vaccinate their children, who are then getting every disease in internal medicine, as I've been describing for two decades. How can that be used to stop this, because these vaccine manufacturers have immunity? There must be some way that those contracts can be vacated because of the immunity clause. What say you?
Well, you know, when we look at this, we have to realize that when the state passes a statute, it's a state corporate. It is a state corporate rules or regulations, okay? And in the case of a school, we went back and we talked about the mutual assent. Do you remember that? Number one, mutual assent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you have an adverse, I'm trying to get the, okay, the contract cannot be unilaterally altered, okay? Once a contract is signed, any material adverse unilateral alteration of the contract may result in cancellation of the contract, as the mutual assent criteria would no longer exist. Now, we're trying to find out, and we're working on that with a couple parents, whether that, and we're writing that up, that should be released pretty soon, whether or not there is a primary contract with the state regarding the public education. They believe there is, but did the parent sign a primary contract agreeing to abide by every corporate rule or regulation or rule of the school? So far, I'm not seeing evidence that there's a primary contract. I went and looked at my own city, and I saw online the forms that they had when you were going to enter your child into kindergarten. There was a bunch of forms that you signed. There was nothing, it was information forms, truthfully. I could see nothing that bound the parent to all the corporate statutes in the state public school system. So the first thing we're going to have to find out, what contract do you have in your possession, Mr. School, that you believe obligates me to this corporate statute? Do you see where you're going to go? And now they're going to come back. So far, what we've seen when we do this, when we go down this path, is they come back and they recite the statute. And it kind of gets to be fun because they don't have a contract, okay? Right. The contract that they're using is the birth certificate. Okay?
But they can't admit that.
They won't admit that. Now, if you look in Lawfully Yours, we go over that when it comes to the CPS. Okay, the state is claiming parens patriae, right? If the state thinks you're treating your children badly, then they are claiming that they get to take the child away, ownership of the child. But we have a letter in there and a way to deal with that, challenging it. And the letter that we have, let me see if I can read it real quick for you, because it was designed to ferret out whether or not there is a contract. Let's see, is this at page 44? Yes. Okay. As a mother or father, this would be, you could use this for the school, but this is to like the Children's Services, CPS. As a mother or father, I declare the following. As a flesh and blood parent or mother of my daughter, I am responsible for my daughter's nurturing and education. My daughter is not the property of the corporation listed on Dun and Bradstreet as the state of Ohio. Upon my daughter's birth, neither my spouse nor myself donated or pledged my daughter to the state of Ohio or any other corporate entity. Any presumption that this occurred is false. As a for-profit corporation, the state of Ohio cannot make laws regarding the care and upbringing of flesh and blood boys and girls without their flesh and blood parents' consent. They can only make laws, rules, and regulations for non-human legal persons. This description does not apply to my daughter. I do not recognize the entity known as Franklin County Children's Services or whatever entity you're dealing with as a government child protection institute. It is a for-profit corporation doing business on Dun and Bradstreet. And we'll finish the letter when we come back from the break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We were talking to Dr. Carley, and we've got a couple callers, Dr. Carley, so I'm just going to refer people. I won't read the rest of that letter. It's not long. It's fairly easy to understand. It's on page 44, and people can start to get how you're going to challenge the school for these undisclosed terms of the agreement, if there even was an agreement, right?
Okay, so my point was that I think that the fact that vaccine manufacturers are granted immunity. That's another whole level.
Right.
You know, what other area?
It is.
If you have a defective airbag or whatever, you know, you can sue the manufacturer. Parents are not told that the people that are creating these killer vaccines are immune if your child is maimed or killed. So I just ask you.
But that is all of the vaccine. Dr. Carley, that's in the vaccination notice that's raised, that whole issue of immunity.
Okay.
So I think that's
you mean
that's pretty clear
card?
Right there.
The pocket card?
Pardon?
No, the vaccination notice.
No, it's in the vaccination notice. There's one for schools, and that's right. Also in Lawfully Yours. There's all the different types of notices. There's one for smart meters. But there's various types of notices, and I've used a lot. In fact, I have one for Idaho where I've, you know, plugged in all the specifics that I could other than people's name, so I could send that out to people in our state.
Okay. Well, thank you,
okay,
people.
So,
work, ladies. I promote your show on every show that I'm on, even though vaccines are my main target. The main problem we have.
Yeah, man, mind you. we're sisters there, honey. We are, yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Carly, and we need to probably.
Okay, thank you. I'll hang up and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk off the air sometime about more stuff. We have Jim in Arkansas on line four.
I'm a little bit off.
Jim, welcome to In Defense of Humanity.
Yes, I'm so glad to be listening to your show. This is the first time. I moved actually from Atlanta to Arkansas just recently, and I am in a custody suit over my son. He's lived with me for 9 years. And make a long story short, he was an A student in all the Gateway classes, tremendous. He went on a trip with my ex-wife, and they were tricking me. They were trying to move him out of state. So anyway, I had to get a court order to bring him back, and it turned into a nightmare. They accused me of being abusive, and it's turned into 18 months and $35,000 later. And I've gone through three attorneys. But you just brought up something that really caught my attention, and of course he's gone through family services, or I have, and everything, and of course through the courts. And I'm wondering, with what you've told me, like having a birth certificate, including myself and my son, we signed contracts that we weren't really knowing of the circumstances, and do they in fact have the jurisdiction over myself and my son, or are they just going to throw at me, oh, well, you have a driver's license and you have a bank account, so you're part of the system?
You know what, Jim, that's an excellent question. And I, again, get lawfully yours, start reading it. There is a presumption. There is a presumption, and we talked about this. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. There is a presumption that because the mother signed the birth certificate, okay, right, that she consented to pledge the child to the state. Now, that's a presumption. And once you start reading lawfully yours and look at that page that we have on CPS, what we're trying to do is to force, use notices and letters to force them to back up their claims. Up to now, the burden of proof has been put upon us. Prove we don't have the authority. Prove we don't have the law, that you don't have to abide by the law. We are turning that around with lawfully yours, and we are moving the burden of proof back onto the corporation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It made total sense to me. And of course, I've been involved here long enough. I'm seeing terrible corruption. I see lawyers folding under pressures. My ex-wife's parents have more money than God, and of course I think they're throwing some money around, and I'm seeing things, the corruption, and actually right up to the judge, in fact, and I'm beginning to wonder if he isn't on the payroll, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and there's no way you can prove that he isn't, and there's no way you can get him off the bench. We're trying to use these notices and these letters to move the burden of proof so that they won't want us in their courtroom, Jim, because we've already filed a notice that we could bring into the courtroom and it would expose the whole scam.
So now, I'll be honest with you, this is the first time I've listened to your show, and I'm so excited because this is the exact information that I've been sort of hoping for and praying for. It looks like I pulled up your website, Lawfully Yours. Now, right at the top, it says something about Ontario. Is that part of your website, too? Something from Ontario?
No. Okay, please hold on. We're coming up to a break, and we'll clarify the website when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Okay, we're back, and we were talking to Jim in Arkansas. Ingrid reminded me, and I'm so glad she did, that I should tell the listeners, if you go to Anti-Corruption Society, there are three major things we talk about during the show. There's a lot of articles and others, but at the top tabs, okay, we have three that are pretty important. One is the IDH program links. That's where we try to put a link up for all of the documents or the articles that we mention on the show on Saturday nights. And you'll see the name of the program. It also could help you if you want to go back to any of the archives. You can see what the programs were. The other one is the source documents. We refer to those all the time. The bar card is listed on that page. We've got the Articles of Incorporation of the United States on that. We've got all kinds of source documents on that page. And the third one, at the top is lawfully yours. That is where, if you're dealing with this legal fiction and you're trying to figure out what to do, lawfully yours is where you need to go. We explain what the guide is. We keep an updated list of what the index is. In the last several days, I just uploaded the fifth version of Lawfully Yours to include the Appendix D, which is what we talked about tonight, what is a contract. So, okay. Jim, I think that ought to answer your question of how you can get this information, right?
So I go to Anti-Corruption Society then,
right.
First.
Right.
Okay.
And I think I'm the only one out there, which is in and of itself, it's sort of surprising, but... Anyway, that's
well, I think you're a godsend because I'm going to really study it. I'm going to stay up all hours tonight and study it. So,
well, good luck.
I thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim, so much for calling because she does have very important information. You know, my concern is before I get another caller, I have to share something. Al, I hope you don't mind, but anyway. I'm hoping she'll even grab, you know, anticorruptionsociety.org.net.info because my website is VacLib, VACLIB, for vaccinationliberation.org. And there is a lot of stuff, a lot of people link to it. If you search anything on vaccines, we generally come up in the top 10 of websites because it's very well established. Well, the bad guys got VacLib.com, VACLIB.com. Do not go there. You can have your whole computer hosed by just trying to visit there. So I just have to share with you,
when Anita
says, oh, I'm surprised no one else grabbed that domain. Well, as a lot of people start going there, they might grab .org, you know, and try to, you know, do a number on us. So
I'll be
we want to kind of protect that domain.
They're up to no good, that's for sure.
Anyway.
And I thank you so much for all your efforts.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for calling. And the next one we have is Sovereign Man on the first line, I believe. Welcome, Sovereign Man.
Greetings and salutations, ladies. Hello?
Yes.
Salutations to you.
I was trying to find out where that addendum was, but what you're stating is that Lawfully Yours, the document that is lawfully yours, I believe, then it must be the PDF that has the addendum?
Yes.
So it is the PDF because on the site it says it has the date of October 18th of the webpage.
That's when the first one was loaded in October. And so that date, according to the way the website works, and that is when it was first loaded. But believe it or not, we are now up to the fifth edition, Sovereign Man, because as people bring things up and as we learn more, it's going to be a work in progress. And so I try to keep it up to date. And in the front cover of it, you will see I'm trying to keep a little notice of what we've added to each edition. So if you buy a copy or if you've already printed a copy, you don't have to print out the whole thing all over again. You can look and see what was added.
Sure. I was wondering maybe you should do an archive and put the progression of documents and say, well, this is where we're at now. Because we're all at a work in progress.
Boy, is that the truth.
That's true. That's what being human is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we need it. I don't know. I think you're probably familiar, Sovereign Man, with the law of contracts. But if we're gonna continually tell people that we're inadvertently contracting and don't even know it, I guess it makes sense to tell people what a contract is, right?
Oh, absolutely. You got to start with the foundation.
Right.
And then go from there. And actually, you know, that these contracts, I mean, like if you got a Social Security card, I got mine when I was a minor going to get my work permit, so to speak. I had to ask permission to go to work.
Oh, wow. Well, of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I had to have my parents sign with me. You know, I had to fill it out, and then my parents signed it. Just like, you know, when I went in the military, it was still a minor. I had my parents sign it.
Well, and you know what, Sovereign Man, if you've ever, you probably don't have a copy of the contract that you signed when you went in the military. I would, if any of the listeners have such a creature, I shudder to think what is on that contract.
Oh, no doubt. I noticed one thing. Actually, I do have my DD-214, and as I was, quote-unquote, becoming enlightened or awakening, actually, my DD-214, my separation papers, it is, the name is in Capitis Diminishu Media. The two given names, and then the family name is in all caps.
There you have
it. That right there tells you that, you know, you have given away or contracted some of your unalienable rights.
Well, and from all the reports I get from the military, and I'm sure you'll concur, the number of vaccines, in fact, even what is in the vaccines, the enlisted man has no choice. He has no say. They take control of your body.
Absolutely. You're USDA prime.
Right.
Ooh. You could not refuse any vaccine. That would be refusing a lawful order.
God, I'd like to question
that. Well,
that's uniform commercial. I mean, the UCMJ. That's the law that you're under when you're in the military.
And you agree to that. That is what's so tragic about all these young men doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, what they're signing up for is
In the years past, I just want to butt in. I don't mean to be, you know, a pain here, but years ago, it's very interesting in the whole history of the vaccine game. There were many people that were unvaccinated in the military years ago, and they were very careful what they signed. They went in to the military conditionally that their religious belief that the vaccines, that they wouldn't take vaccines as part of their strongly held religious belief would be honored. And so there actually were several people years ago. Nowadays, I mean, they're really clear. Their contract is pretty bad. I mean, they basically, you know, they own you and they can do whatever they want with their body, with your body for as long as you're enlisted. You know, and the trade-off is that, you know, you'll be taken care of by the VA for the rest of your life, and they'll pay for your schooling and training and things like that. But we've been telling people for a while now that you can change that contract. I mean, if they want you so bad in the military, you make sure that you do that from the get-go, and you make that as a condition from the very, very beginning before you sign anything. I think it's insanity for anyone to join the military today, but you know, there are young people that feel desperate and they want adventure and they do it. So
yeah. All,
but you have to be careful, of course, again, what you sign.
I said all contracts are negotiable.
Pardon?
All contracts mm-hmm. are negotiable.
Yes, they are. And then go back to the mutual assent part, right? We read you the criteria to have an enforceable agreement. You have to have all six conditions, and the lawyers aren't telling us this, and the lawyers, I'm sorry to say, are not helping us fight these conditions, and they should be. If they were honorable men, they would be helping us. They would be if they were honorable men, they would have done what I did and come up with a guide, not me, my group.
Absolutely.
If they were honorable, they would have done this, and I wouldn't have had to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about bar attorneys right now.
Yeah, I don't have any use for them.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, I wish they would repent. And somehow,
and they got a lot to repent when you look at the mess they've created.
Oh, yeah. It's a big old mess. But thank you, ladies. I'm not going to keep you longer. Give you more time. Have more callers. But y'all ladies have a blessed week, and thank you again.
Thank you so much, Sovereign.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Sovereign Man. We have Lark in Texas on line two.
Hello, ladies.
Welcome to In Defense of Humanity, Lark.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you're doing this. You probably should make it a series.
We could.
I think so, because to
isn't
me,
that
you're
what
getting
our,
it...
I think our show is a series.
Well, what I like is that you're getting at the root of the problem. We talked about these words like, you know, fairness and constitutional and so forth and so on today, and it's so arbitrary and capricious and subjective even. And this is valuable work. I really applaud what you're doing. Now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to bring up two quick references to vaccinations and the law. And then I'm going to follow it up with some evidence of what is behind these laws today. And I'll try to be brief. But the first article that I'm going to reference is entitled Vaccines and What We Owe to Our Neighbors. This was a recent article in the Washington Post. And in it, the writer, Michael Gerson, writes that the issue is important in itself. It also demonstrates that a point that is properly called philosophic. Vaccination is communitarianism in its purest laboratory form. The choices of citizens are restricted for a clearly, even mathematically, defined social good. Again, vaccines and what we owe to our neighbors in the Washington Post. The second one is in Tablet magazine, and it's entitled, If Jenny McCarthy Were Jewish, She'd Have to Vaccinate. And in brief, a rabbi and mom says there's no personal belief exemption in Jewish law. And I think this underscores the move afoot today to essentially do away with these religious exemptions with vaccinations. And I think you've probably noticed that trend.
Yes, in fact, we
wow,
have.
That's pretty fascinating.
We did a program on Parents Patriate. The Washington Post is certainly no reliable source of information, that's for sure.
We did a
program, and I think you can check, I think, was it last week or the week before, on Parents Patriae, which is the doctrine that's behind this concept in a Supreme Court decision that took place in 1944, behind this concept that the government as parent can force a vaccination on a child or on a family to protect the greater good. However, you have to understand, when we did that program, we pointed out that Parents Patriae was used after the bankruptcy of 1933, after the establishment of birth certificates, and we talked about that. So once they established the birth certificate, they went ahead and made rules and regulations in the corporation. And now the child is called a person. The state believes they own the person, but the truth is what the state owns is the birth certificate, and now I think that we should let them vaccinate our birth certificate. Maybe that would make them happy.
I know.
because
I think that's rather ridiculous.
They do not own your child.
They do not own your child. Of course they don't own your child. But, you know, what Lark brought up, which I find really fascinating, is that we have a lot of Jewish people in our whole movement of vaccine awareness. I mean, I work regularly with at least half a dozen of them, and they would be absolutely shocked to... You know, I would like to have that article, if you could forward it to me. There's a feedback button at vaclib.org. I'd really appreciate you forwarding that to me, Lark, and just sending it to the feedback, because
show it to your Jewish friends.
We have a whole page on... Pardon?
Yeah, show it to your Jewish friends. I think that tablet article is quite telling. You know, because...
You have it in a... it's on the internet, right? It's not just in a tabloid?
Oh, if you'll just make reference to the title of the article that I spelled out, it should punch right up on the internet.
Okay.
I'm off that page right now. I could tell you quickly what the name of it. The name of the article, again, the two that I referenced, Vaccines and What We Owe to Our Neighbors, is the title of one. And the other one in Tablet magazine, If Jenny McCarthy Were Jewish, She'd Have to Vaccinate. Does that help?
Yes, this does. Yeah, now, I just can't write it down fast enough. That's what I wanted in an email.
Oh, no, I'm going to send it to you anyway.
But anyway.
Well, when we got a letter...
I would really appreciate that.
When we got a letter, Lark, we saw one of the parents who was in one of the Yahoo groups gave us the letter that they received from Senator Feinstein when they told her they were opposed to making a law that all children going into Head Start had to be vaccinated. And I think we talked about that before, but Ingrid and I realized that that is their strategy. When they do these campaigns, they all get their marching orders, they get their talking points, and then the media uses the talking points. And we even did a piece on our website when we saw the same thing happening during the pandemic. The same thing happened when they were trying to tell us there was an Ebola scare. They have a strategy. So they're all controlling the debate. They want to control the public debate. And right now, the control of the public debate is the greater good. That is what they've all been told. The parents don't have the right to choose. They have to be concerned about the greater good. And you'll see that everywhere.
It seems the velvet glove is coming off the iron fist, wouldn't you say?
It is, but you know what? It's going to force everybody into learning how not to contract, maybe, huh?
Absolutely.
So it may turn out that this is our ace in the hole.
I've got something else if you have time. Otherwise, yeah. I can call another time.
No, because that's fine. Why don't you just stay on the line until after the break? And I appreciate that. So we are coming up on a break. Please stay tuned. In Defense of Humanity, it's just our last segment. So if you have a burning question, please call.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com. Survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We only have a little over 3 minutes, so Lark, go ahead.
Well, I want Lark? I merely wanted to point out that there is quite an influence of Jewish law in America's law schools today. Now, this is not a bad
Absolutely.
Thing. It's not to disparage Jewish people at all, but when they think of the law, let's face it, if they're a learned person, if they're a legal scholar, a student, they're thinking Jewish law, and that would be the Talmud. And this is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a couple of names that I'll just drop on you that for the listeners to look into this, because I've been working on this for more than 2 years.
Okay.
The first is a guy named Harold Berman. Harold Berman was a Harvard law professor for 40 years, and then he was a law professor for 20 years after that at Emory University in Atlanta.
Okay, and then the next person, we actually have another caller. So what's the next person?
His name is Jack Balkin, like B-A-L-K-I-N. He's at Yale, also Cass Sunstein. And start with that, and you'll realize that there's been quite a trend over these many years. You know, Justice Antonin Scalia is a student of the Talmud.
Well, here's the thing that helps you put it all together. The American Bar Association was dropped as a bomb on this country around the time of the passage of the Federal Reserve, according to Melvin Stamper. And guess what? The bar is an extension of Rothschild's bar guilds.
Oh, so, yeah, 1878, by the way. That was 1878 for the ABA, and it was 1947 for the National Lawyers Guild. But please take your other call, that I did really applaud what you're doing.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lark. Okay, we have Frank in West Virginia on line one.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Yes,
I'll try to keep it brief since I don't think you have much time. I was wanting to mention also, in addition to children, we have to look out for our elderly parents. In a Clarksburg, West Virginia Veterans Hospital, they actually had this Filipino doctor there who was arguing incessantly and very, very emotional about this issue. She insisted on giving my dad a vaccination, a flu shot. So anyhow, it was in his records for years that he was allergic to it, do not give, so forth and so on. However, every time we'd go for a testing or whatever, they would ask. Now, this doctor, and I'll tell you one thing, even though I had medical power of attorney, they wanted to deny that of me. So any of your listeners, when you go to the VA and your parents get up in years and a little more prone to give in to pressure, I want to encourage all you adults that have parents going there to really be attentive. Make sure your schedules work out. Take like half a day off work, whatever you have to do if you have to take your parents to the hospital, because they may be independent, but you got to look out for them. They didn't end up...
Believe me, I took care of my parents. I know all about it, Frank, and I would encourage, I totally concur with you. People need to be adult children, they need to keep an eye out for their parents, because I had to protect my parents from the state and the VA all the time. But thank you so much for the call. We're at the end of our show. And I really appreciate all our callers. It was a great show, and we're going to have a great show next week. Al is going to either have a guest or do solo, because I'm going to take a little break. So, but anyway, I really appreciate everyone tuning in tonight, and it was a great show, and I hope we can access the archives, because I think a lot of people will get a lot of value out of the show. So until next week.
Thanks. Good night.